Thank you. Thank you. Oh. If you want to survive,
thank you.
If you want to survive out here, 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 if you want to survive out here.
If you want, 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 if you Thank you. mortality. We have reached the most incredible moment in a total solar eclipse. There is a corona, the sun's faint, thin atmosphere that you can never see usually. You can only see because the moon has now completely eclipsed the sun. There is one tiny thing on there, one tiny feature at about 11 o'clock that looks like a prominence potentially. It could be part of the chromosphere, the inner atmosphere of the sun. This is extraordinary. Totality. I'm looking out for those Bailey's bees, the last chinks of brightness coming through the gaps left by the moon's rugged landscape, and of course, and hopefully the diamond ring. There's no other planet in our solar system that experiences an eclipse like this one. As the moon continues to edge further away from the Earth, about 3 centimeters each year, in about 500 million years, we'll never have a total eclipse again. Let's look at this. This is Bailey's Beast again. I mean, I didn't realize they were going to be so bright. Look at that. And it's almost like one ginormous diamond ring left, set in a circle of brightness. Encircling shadow. Oh, are we seeing features that look suspiciously at prominences? This is where the chromosphere becomes visible. There it is.
think that I've always been fascinated by deeper meanings of things, and I guess the gray areas that explain why things are the way they are, why people make the choices that they do. So I guess things like understanding why people are connected or finding connections, even if it's in something small, like, I don't know, I guess I'm trying to think of good examples, but like the way that you and someone else know each other through someone in a completely different sphere of your lives. It's a small thing, but for some reason it just brings me a lot of joy. I think it's so cool. Or like, I think one of my favorites, like if you're looking at lyrics or looking at a piece of art, whether it be a song, like I said, or a painting or a dance, understanding the story or the inspiration behind it is just such a beautiful thing, and I engage with things so much more. Singer called Laura Marling, because the two of them were together once, and when they ended their relationship, he wrote a bunch of songs about her, and there was a whole thing about how he had to ask her if he could use the lyrics, and she said it was fine, she was okay with him talking about these parts of their lives together, but at the same time, she also wrote some of her own lyrics, and a friend of mine pointed out a few of the songs where it almost creates a dialogue between the two of them, because it's just so bad with words right now. But yeah, like, it just creates, again, this dialogue between the two of them about, I guess, whatever remaining feelings there are, and whatever they experience together, whatever they experience together. Whether it be a song, like I said, or a painting, or a dance, understanding the story or the inspiration. It just creates, again, this dialogue between the two of them about, I guess, whatever remaining feelings there are, and whatever they experience together, whatever flaws they pointed out in each other that, I guess, led to the end of this initial relationship. But yeah, just the fact that you get to take a minute to understand the story, understand all of the whys behind their choices, behind the words that they're saying,